Hi there. This is Minister Jerry, affectionately known as Prophet J, and this is Holy Spirit Reality Ministries. And today we're going to do a reaction video to a guy that I really enjoy listening to. His name is Redeemed Zoomer. And we're going to ask that age-old question, does God exist? I love anything that shows the proof in existence of God, because I know in my heart he does exist. Now, a lot of times people come to me and they wonder why I'm happy and smiling and filled with joy and peace. And it's not always, you know, I struggle just like everybody else. But for the most of the time, I walk around with a smile on my face, a song in my heart, because I know the infinite God of the universe. And today, we're going to find out that mathematics proves that God exists. All right, here we go. And again, like I said, please like and share. Please like this video. The more you like on this video, the more it gets shared out. I want everyone to know that God exists. So let's hear what Mr. Redeemed Zoomer has to say in this video. It's real short, but I love the way that he puts everything together so nicely. So here, let's start out with this first question. Does God exist? And here he goes to answer that question.
Exist? Many atheists think there's no reason to believe in God because we have science to explain everything in the universe. It's true that science is able to explain the natural world, that's what it's for, but by definition, science cannot tell us whether there's anything outside or above the natural world, in other words, whether there's anything supernatural. Generally, when people speak of God, they mean a supernatural, all-knowing mind who is everywhere and can do anything.
All right, so again, he puts forth his science is good. It explains the natural world, but it doesn't touch the supernatural. It really doesn't show this, that there's supernatural out there. I know there is supernatural. I've done videos on the supernatural. I did a whole video on speaking in tongues, and you can watch that. My testimony. That's supernatural. That isn't me. I don't make them up. They come from the Holy Spirit. When I open my mouth and I pray, that's supernatural. So mathematics can't explain that one. All right, let's go on. Here we go.
So what is math and what does it have to do with God? Math is about numbers and information about those numbers and ways numbers connect to each other, but where do we find all this math? We can't see math, we can't touch math, we can't taste math. Math is only in the mind. We find it simply by thinking about it and figuring more and more things out. But wait, math also explains things. Math can explain everything from simple counting to the movement of planets. For any thing you can think of, there's a bunch of math that explains what's going on, even down to the atomic level. So if math is only in our minds, but it also explains the natural world, then where does it come from?
This is an amazing question. Mathematics, where does it come from? It explains all these things. We can use math to explain why the planets are aligned as they are. We can explain how the universe is kind of put together and mathematically all fits, and why the planets rotate around the sun and why everything works the way it does. It explains why. But it's, where does it come from? I can't taste it. I can't eat it. I can't touch it. I can only write it out. All right, let's go see what he has to say next.
There's two possibilities, really. One is that math is just something we invented to explain what we observe in the natural world, and that would mean the origin of math is natural.
Okay. So based on that situation, the origin of math is natural. Now, we could go there. Let's see what else he has to say.
But the other possibility is that math is already there because it controls the universe, and we've discovered it. And if that's true, then the origin of math is supernatural. Here's why the latter option is correct. Math contains infinite information.
I'm telling you, this is really good. He is going to go into this and explain it. Math contains infinite information, and this is true. If anyone who studied math in any form, watch what he says.
There's an infinite number of numbers, each with their own individual properties, and there's an infinite number of numbers in between any two numbers. Okay. And we keep discovering things. Pi, which is the number that explains the area of a circle, has an infinite number of digits that we keep discovering by doing calculations. If we were just making this stuff up, we could make pi be whatever we want it to be, but we can't do that because we know that that's not true. We know that all this information is out there somewhere, but it can't be in our physical universe because our universe is finite and math is infinite. That means math contains every possible combination of numbers, and if we use numbers as code for letters, then math contains every possible combination of letters as well. That
Wow, this just goes so deep in 5 minutes. Can you now get this? One is infinite without end. One is finite. It's so many possibilities and combinations of letters and numbers, and it all wraps together. And can you see how this, I mean, it's just something that we discovered. This is something that we didn't make up in our minds. We just didn't make up these mathematical equations. We put them together by observing the natural world and putting code to them, math to them. And see, this is why he's saying that this is the way, the plausible, it's supernatural in origin. So there had to be a designer. There had to be somebody that came around and put together the order in the universe. Remember, in the Bible, it says God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. And then some translations say a God of order. God is a God of order. He puts things in order. He put the universe in order. He put the sun in the position that it's in. He put the earth in the position that it's in. The earth is, if it was 2 miles closer to the sun, we would burn up. If it was 2 miles farther away, we'd freeze to death. You can't get that kind of perfection by chance. It just doesn't happen. God is a mathematical God. But God explains, and God, math is not God, but God put the universe in order, and we just discovered how to write it out so the equations all work together. All right, let's finish this up.
That means every book that has ever been written already exists encoded in math somewhere. In fact, every book that possibly could be written already exists in math. And if we use numbers as code for particles and their locations, then you could say there's an exact copy of our universe encoded in math. But there's also more stuff in math, so that's why math can't possibly be contained just within our universe. But...
He just keeps going. I mean, this is amazing. For a five minute video, all the stuff he crams in here, and he does such an amazing job. I tell you, go check out his channel, Redeem Zoomer. But in this point here, this is just the beginning. This next part is unbelievable. I want you to see this. It's not something we made up. It's something we've discovered, and we keep putting forth what God has ordained is his perfect order. Just because we can put it in the numbers and everything doesn't mean we have the answers. It means we've discovered the answers that he left there for us. The evidence that he is the designer and the creator, and that God truly exists. All right, listen.
That's just the beginning. There's many pieces of evidence in math to show that math has a designer. Mm-hmm. Here's an example. One time, someone discovered that this simple equation makes a very interesting shape when you graph it in the complex plane, and this is called the Mandelbrot set. But people have analyzed this shape and have found some very scary things about it. What's amazing about the Mandelbrot set is that you can zoom in infinitely and you'll keep finding new things. Over here, you can keep finding more and more copies of the Mandelbrot set no matter how far you zoom in. You could even zoom in really close to something like this, and it takes a while, but look, there's another little baby Mandelbrot set. Alternatively, you could go into this region and find completely different things. On the left side of this thing, you'll find these weird elephant-shaped things that have spirals that go on forever, and you could even zoom into the side of one of the spirals and find new spirals that repeat infinitely and keep generating new infinite patterns.
Okay, so just to put it plainly and bluntly, man did not do this. Man discovered this, and now they can do this. They can stretch it. They can go deeper and deeper and deeper into this Mandelbrot set, and they can see little things and different things, and they can keep going and keep going. And as he explains, it's, you know, an infinite. It just goes on forever, and it's all the same shapes, but then there are different shapes, and then there's the same shape, and then there's some different shapes, and then there's some more different shapes. It just goes on. It's crazy. So to say that man all of a sudden put this together and somehow there isn't some intelligent designer that made something like this in the universe, come on. You mean to tell me this just by chance fell into place and that all this order and all of this beautiful, it's almost beautiful, it's artistic, it goes on like that. And you mean tell me that just that happened by chance? Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Let's go on. Let's hear what he has to say in the final here.
Like this. Or you could go on the other side of the elephants and find these weird seahorse-shaped things that have different kinds of spirals that are connected to each other, and once again, they keep going on forever. You can zoom in infinitely, and you'll keep finding new patterns, but like I said, it's a different type of pattern. Seriously, anytime you explore the Mandelbrot set, you can find brand new things, possibly things that no human has ever seen before, because like I said, there is infinite complexity and infinite information in this one shape. That's why this little shape is so scary. We did not invent this because we discovered it by accident, but we did not discover it in our universe. It has infinite complexity, so it can't possibly be in our universe because the universe doesn't have infinites. We discovered it just by calculating it. So where the heck did this thing come from?
That's the question. Hey, it's the answer is God. There is an intelligent designer. That's just like I said about the planets, the position, and where they sit, and in reference to the sun, in all the planets, and the asteroid belt, and the Kuiper belt, and all the different things in the universe. Everything sits exactly positioned so that we're protected, that we're kept safe. That's why Jupiter is our bodyguard. Things fly into it and don't hit us. I mean, God put everything in order in the universe. He made all the planets align, and we were right in that, they call it the Goldilocks zone, so that our planet doesn't burn up or freeze, and that man can live and exist. The pressure that's on you on the earth is perfect so that you don't get squished and you don't float away. Come on now. You mean that just happened by chance? That gravity was just perfectly comes up just exactly the way it's supposed to be? That the amount of pressure upon you, which I think is like 15.7 PSI, is perfect so that you, like I said, you don't get crushed or float away? Come on. You know, this is just good. This is just really good. All right, let's hear what he has to say towards the end here. We're almost done.
Basic common sense says that someone designed this, but no human designed it. Like we said, math only exists in the mind, so its origin must also be a mind. Math contains infinite information, so this mind must be all-knowing. Math controls the universe, so this mind must also be all-powerful. And math is beyond and outside of our natural world, so this mind must be supernatural. And we have just described God. All these numbers and mathematical facts exist in the infinite mind of God, but it's not just mathematical truth that exists in the mind of God, but also moral truth and any kind of truth at all. Goodness, truth, and beauty are just mere opinions of the human mind, unless there is a supreme mind, God.
I want to point out one of this last little slide here. And I want you to understand something, that goodness, truth, and beauty, these are things that are opinions. They're subjective to the person. And I might say this is ugly, and you might say it's beautiful, or, you know, different things out there in the world. And, you know, these two little guys arguing with each other. One says, murder is bad. And the other one says, no, murder is good. See, in order for there to be any kind of morals in the universe, there has to be a standard. And God set the standard. He gave us his beautiful Bible to tell us the standard. He gave us all this information about himself. And Jesus came to earth. He was born of a virgin. He died. He was born. He died and was buried and rose again for you. He even made a mathematical equation like that so that all men and all women and all people could be redeemed through him. He did that for you. And so tonight, as you listen to this about the existence of God, I hope it makes you think. I hope it really makes you want to know that there is a God. And I'm telling you, I know there is a God. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. See, the Lord is all-knowing. He is outside of anything that we can imagine or think. He is outside of the universe, time, space, and matter. And he only can be believed upon, have faith in, and then he can be experienced. And so God left so much experience for us to have. All those things fit together. It's wonderful to have faith. It's wonderful to believe. But God also lets us experience his love, because he's not impersonal. He's a personal being. That he loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, said who should ever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you're there tonight and you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you're still skeptical, you don't believe, but you're just on the edge. And if you're on the edge, I'm telling you, listen to me, jump. jump into the arms of God. His love is so wonderful. His forgiveness is so amazing. His mercy is so unbelievable. And he will forgive you no matter what you've done. And when he forgives you, you're going to feel the forgiveness, because he's a personal God. He wants you to feel his love. He wants you to know his power. And we just have no idea how powerful God is. He's beyond anything we could think, ask, or imagine, like the scripture says. And so, again, I appeal to you, if you're on the edge, jump, because you're going to land in the arms of the Almighty. And he will not cast you out. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. If you want to know Jesus right now, if you want to know the only God, the only true God of the universe that created all things, and as we prove tonight, as we've listened to this video, and I just really encourage you to go out and listen to that channel, and the whole video is, there's just about 30 seconds left, but the point of it is that if you want to know Jesus, if you want to know God, you've got to go through Jesus, because Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to God, no one comes to the Father, God, except through me. So tonight, if you're thinking about it, and again, don't forget to like the video. I would really appreciate when you do that. It helps me. But I'm going to ask you right now, time is short. Things are crazy, and you need a Savior. So pray with me. Say, Father God, I renounce the world and all that is in the world. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I repent of my sins, every single one that I have committed, no matter what it is. And you can say your sins. You can tell the Lord, I know that I was mean to this person, that I, you know, committed adultery, that I've committed fornication. You can go through any sin that you want to say. I've broken all the Ten Commandments. I've stole, I've lied, I've cheated, I've bought barren false witness. I've done all these things. But it doesn't matter. Because if you ask God right now and repent and truly, sincerely, in your heart, say, God, forgive me. God will forgive you. And then finally, you need to make him master, Lord, and Savior of your life. And why do you need to do that? Well, the most important reason is because God has a destiny for you, a specific destiny for you. Okay? And if you will just step into it by saying you renounce the world and you enter in by repenting, and now you make him master, Lord, and Savior, God will start to guide you, because now you've become the righteousness of God. You're in right standing with him. Because you're in right standing, God can lead you. Because the steps of a righteous person, the person in right standing with God, are ordered of the Lord. God then starts to put his eye upon you and his hand upon you. And he starts to lead you into the destiny and the fulfillment of what he has for you. So right now, declare with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I make you Lord, Master, and Savior of my life. I commit to the path that you have for me. I will try to the best of my ability to follow you and walk with you. And lastly, proclaim that you are his son or his daughter. Whatever you said these words tonight, know that God is real, that God is true, that God is holy, and he loves you, and he sent his son for you. You can proclaim that you are his child because you believe with your heart, and you've confessed with your mouth, and the Bible promises you will be saved. So if you've done that tonight, and you've done it by listening to this video, reach out to the ministry, prophetjd777@gmail.com. Let me know that you've done that. I can send you some material. I will be happy to do that. I will be happy to help you and disciple you in whatever way I can. But I will send you information. When I look at my email every day, I check it, and I really want to hear from you. I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know God is real. And if you did that tonight, then I say to you, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to joy everlasting. Welcome to peace everlasting. Welcome to all the things, and no matter what you're going through tonight. Now, there's others out there that might be going through stuff, anxiety, depression, whatever it might be. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Father in heaven, I want you right now, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus with all sincerity to touch my brothers and sisters out there that are going through anxiety, depression, fear, whatever it is, from all the things in the world right now. I ask you, God, I rebuke those things off of them by the authority of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I pray a peace upon them that they have never known. Father God, in the name of Jesus, maybe a peace that goes beyond any peace they've ever felt, that Father, you would breathe upon them tonight. And touch them and heal them and bless them. Deliver them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and make all things right in their life. Now, if you commit your way unto the Lord, he will direct your path. Hey, I want you to know that I love you, and I want you to know I love the body of Christ. I will see you in the next video. God bless.